jump into some college action here. Two big stories from the college landscape. Notre Dame has agreed to move to the ACC for everything except football, obviously. And Jim Calhoun retiring from UConn. I think both of them, the big picture, you can tie them both together, is that the Big East is officially dead.
Completely dead. Been dead for a while. If you ask me, the loss of Syracuse killed the Big East.
Absolutely. And it's a shame, too, because one of my favorite parts of March is that Big East tournament.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that is great stuff.
Is there a better moment from an East Coast fan perspective, a Big East fan perspective, than the Jerry McNamara run in the Big East tournament?
That's the one I think he keeps, buzzer beater after buzzer beater.
Throwing it up from nowhere. Yeah. G-Mac, an absolute legend, by the way.
Just getting it done.
That was a phenomenal, and there are great moments. The Big East was great, but you lose Syracuse, obviously Calhoun, which by the way, you're losing two things with Calhoun. Not only is UConn going to take a hit, which hurts the Big East even more so than they've already been hurt. You also lose probably the funniest sounding voice in all of sports. The Jim Calhoun Boston accent, which is so rich, I can't even venture an impression. If you've never heard a Jim Calhoun postgame or pregame or midgame interview, you gotta YouTube it. The guy, I don't know how he walks into somebody's living room who lives outside of the greater Boston Medford area and tries to sell.
Someone understand him?
Yeah, exactly. Because I watched, it was funny because I was a young man. Calhoun's been a coach for my entire life. So I watched a whole bunch before I really started watching postgames and pregames, and before ESPN, quite frankly, showed him 24/7. I had a vision of how Calhoun spoke, and it sounded like a smart, no accent, East Coast guy from New York, intellectual guy. And then you hear him, and he sounds like a
Doc
bad
worker, and
he sounds like Ben Affleck and freaking Good Will Hunting. But that aside,
I don't know who's better, he or John Thompson.
Love John Thompson.
Listening to him talk is fantastic. Listening to do radio, there's something about John Thompson on the radio with like voice that he's got.
I actually enjoy the John Thompson voice. I find the Calhoun voice somewhat clownish from a man who is that successful.
You don't have to hear him anymore. He's retired,
which is unfortunate.
It is kind of a bummer.
It's unfortunate for two reasons. One, he goes out in shame. Two, he goes out because of health. You never want to see that be the case. And three, he should have done it a year earlier.
Yeah.
When they won the title.
It's interesting that this trend that I've seen of guys lately, guys retiring in shame. Paterno's out in shame. Calhoun's out in shame.
Petrino's out in shame.
Armstrong, I guess he retired a couple years ago, but still, in the public eye.
The shame circled back around.
Shame coming back to him. T.O. gone.
Joe Cinco headbutted his way
Manny
to retirement.
Manny Ramirez out. Nobody exits gracefully anymore.
It's true. It's actually very true. I'm trying to come up with the last person who retired. I mean, Brian Westbrook was great in my estimation. As a Giant fan, I think we all know how good Brian Westbrook was. But he kind of tapered off.
The last guy was Strahan.
Yeah, Strahan. You look at a lot of these guys. Westbrook retired 2 weeks ago, and my first statement was, he wasn't already retired?
He was active?
Yeah,
Are you kidding me? I've been playing fantasy football this long. I could have had Brian Westbrook.
He was on the Niners, and then he was just kind of hopeful. Hey, there hasn't been a great, gracious, grateful walk into the sunset. And Calhoun's just another one, and you have to wonder, Boeheim probably has maybe 5-6 years left. He's getting up there.
I can guarantee Coach K will go gracefully.
He'll go gracefully.
Coach Krzyzewski resigns in shame today. That would be the most shocking headline ever.
Right. Well, there's resigning in shame, and then there's also the concern, and it's a concern if you look at Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is playing out of his mind. But Derek Jeter loves playing baseball. Derek Jeter is the captain of the Yankees. It's his persona. So you have to you start to worry about when it's 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, whenever it is that Jeter takes that step back. If he's willing to understand, this is my last season. You know who's doing it well, and it pains me to say? Chipper Jones. I want to bite
that
my tongue off.
That cuts you deep, doesn't it?
It really does.
When Chipper Jones does something nice.
But Chipper Jones said, I'm 40, I'm breaking down. He's still effective when he's out there. I still don't want to see him in the batter's box against the New York Mets. but he can't stay on the field. And he said, all right, you know what? I'm calling it quits. He gets to do the nice little, gets an ovation in every club, you know, every ballpark he plays. And at the end of the year, he hangs it up. Now, if he doesn't hang it up, if he decides I want one more.
If he stays.
If he farves it.
There's your problem.
Exactly. You know, Favre started this whole thing, as a matter of fact. Favre started, he was the face of disgrace in terms of leaving. He stayed around until somebody saw a picture of his Johnson. That was like,
and then he broke it. And then he was like, oh, yeah. Now that that's out there,
I'm going to fade to the back. Exactly. If you have to wait till somebody circulates a picture of your penis, you have waited too long.
We won't give you that chance. It's two guys, one mic.